It doesn't take a genius to tell you that health insurance is incredibly expensive. For some people, they've even made the decision to forego getting health insurance because it's just not affordable. And, you know, we're in a legislative session where regardless of which party you are for, everybody wants to find affordability in some way, shape or form. We knew health insurance was going to come up again this session, as it has for the past few sessions in particular. And my understanding is the public option was talked about during a public hearing and in front of a committee that Senator Jason Perullo sits on. And so I wanted to get perspective from him on this and just hear what people were saying. Senator Perullo, welcome back to the show. What can you tell us?
So there's a few different, let's take a step back. There are a lot of different visions and versions of healthcare affordability in Connecticut, and they've taken a few different shapes. You know, the one I think that is actually most interesting is a proposal that, and Melissa, if this is not where you want to go with this, let me know, but this is a proposal the governor laid out very early on this session for what he calls a Connecticut option. And what essentially that becomes is an opt-in for residents, businesses, to participate in what is essentially what the governor would call an affordable state-run plan.
So is this the same or different from public option? I mean, you'd opt into it, but is this a public option?
Yeah, it's a public option, but it's in a different sort of structure. So what it would do, and the way the governor claims that it would yield affordability, is that it would drive patients toward specific hospitals that are deemed affordable. And, you know, the hospitals that the governor referenced were UConn. You know, as you know, UConn Medical Center also purchased Waterbury Hospital, Bristol Hospital. So it would be driving patients to those hospitals and giving them, giving patients limited choices on where they could go. But the idea being that, there would be some sort of savings in premiums and things of that sort. So anytime you limit people's options, the idea is that there are going to be savings. But can I bore you, Melissa, with like healthcare economics?
Because I definitely have stuff to say back. But yes, bore me. It's fine. It's not really boring. It's important.
So you've got that Connecticut option, and then more generally, you've got a public option, which basically says, if you're a business, you can opt in to the state of Connecticut's health insurance plan. And that's sort of plain vanilla public option. You know, state employees have pretty good benefits, and employers could opt in to use those benefits as well. Now, those benefits are very, very good because they're very, very expensive. It's not cheap for the state of Connecticut to pay for all these benefits, these healthcare benefits for employees, but the option would be there for employers to opt in. So you've kind of got sort of competing visions here. You know, the straight up public option was proposed as a Senate bill. The Connecticut option that I referenced earlier with the governor's idea. So there's two different competing bills. And the reality is at this point in time, the legislative session where we've got 6 weeks left, you'd think we'd be kind of almost done with ideas, but that's not anywhere near the case. All these competing bills will still wend their way through the process. But I will say this about the Connecticut option and the public option, both of which are tremendously risky for the state of Connecticut.
So, and the other thing that I haven't heard about is, a bill that's been pitched for many years, which I know from, I come from a family of health insurance brokers. My father opened a brokerage in 1996 in Fairfield. He still owns and operates it, is probably one of the more successful ones in the state of Connecticut. My husband, brother, and brother-in-law all work there as well. So I come from health insurance brokers. So I'm very focused on health insurance and the fact that our marketplace has shrunk. There are obviously hospital stays. Anything with hospitals is incredibly expensive. Drugs are very expensive. Insurance carriers are, so there, it's a very complicated matter, but something that I know my father's actually testified in support of are association plans. It doesn't sound like that's not coming up in this Connecticut option bill, and it certainly isn't something that's come up in the public option as well, right? I haven't heard anything about that. Is that being pitched again?
So there's a standoff, right? So you've got the governor and majority Democrats who for many years have been pushing Connecticut towards a single payer system. That's the holy grail for them. That's what they want. On the flip side, what you just talked about, which is association health plans, is essentially a mechanism by which companies can pool their risk and join, Connecticut Business and Industry Association is a great example.
Right.
They've had essentially plans that multiple smaller businesses could join. So they had, better negotiating power. They would be able to get lower premiums. And again, making insurance more affordable for small businesses. Now, let's be cynics for a second. Now, you're the governor's office, you're legislative Democrats. You want a single payer system, a state-run single payer system, because everything else is unaffordable. So why would you want association health plans that make it more affordable in the public market? You don't. You don't want other private market affordable options. You want them to actually fail and become too expensive so that people have no choice but to move towards a single-payer state-run option.
We're chatting with State Senator Jason Perillo, who's also the ranking member for the Human Services Committee. And this committee in particular had a public hearing yesterday looking at Senate Bill number 3, an act concerning health care affordability, and it specifically talked about a Connecticut option. This is technically different than the public option. It's being put forward by the governor. And I didn't mean to cut you off before, Senator Perillo. I just knew I had to go to traffic and weather. That seems really backwards, because the point of the Connecticut option, it sounds like, is to expand the marketplace. So why wouldn't we also entertain the idea of association plans, which really wouldn't be for the individual? This would really be talking about a small business population. Totally different.
An association health plans is just such a great point, and I'm glad you brought it up. Because for folks to understand sort of the way insurance works, the riskier it is for the insurance company, the higher the premiums you have to pay, right? So if you have, four people who work for a company, that's really risky, right? Because if one person gets sick, it costs a lot of money for the insurance company. But if you have, 4,000 employees, the risk goes down because all those 4,000 people kind of balance each other out. So it's really expensive for small businesses to buy insurance because premiums are high.
Mm-hmm.
But when a whole bunch of small businesses can band together, like in an association health plan, it lowers the premiums for everybody, makes it more affordable for the employer, makes it more affordable for the employee. But again, like I said before, Melissa, that illustrates the private market working, creating its own options and becoming more affordable. But when you're the governor's office and you're Democratic leaders in Hartford and you want to push those private options out of the marketplace and move everybody towards a single-payer state-run plan, you don't want those affordable private sector options. You want to get them out of the way because they're standing in between the governor's office and what he wants, which is a single payer option.
Well, and something I brought up with Comptroller Sean Scanlon, who's very much for the public option. And again, I think there's a place for it, especially if it's an opt-in. I'm all for finding more and more opportunities for people to find affordable health care. I mean, I really am for that. I think one of the things I worry about with the public option, versus I would be more inclined to the Connecticut option, especially because it's an opt-in, it's not required, is the idea that the public option eliminates the broker. And of course, maybe selfishly, I'm saying, yeah, that's my dad's brokerage, or that's the many brokers in Connecticut who make a living selling health insurance plans to people in Connecticut. And the comptroller did say that would, put them in jeopardy. So you're now also talking about putting an industry kind of, by the wayside. Now, could AI also do that eventually? Sure, I guess so. But I can tell you that customer service element, with something very, what people are very vulnerable about, which is health insurance and people understanding them before you just pick any kind of a plan for you and your family or your company, what have you, to take the broker, the middleman out, you know, also is something that you got to think about with that public option, which the comptroller said, yes, they'd be at risk.
Yeah, and especially with insurance, whether it be health insurance or quite honestly any type of insurance, they're all kind of complicated. So to your point with your father's business, having that broker who can basically translate the rules and help you figure out, A, how to work within your plan, but then B, how to pick the right plan. Because it can be alphabet soup when you start looking at these options as a small business owner or especially an individual. So having that broker really helps to make things more understandable and really, you know, helps protect people from making really bad decisions. But to your point, as you move people towards, you know, a state-run plan, you take that middleman who has a wealth of information out of the equation.
Yeah. Now, something else that you brought up before, Senator Perillo, that I think is important. I wish I had more time to dive into this. But, you know, you talked about also the fact that to go to a public option or to even go to the Connecticut option is going to cost the state a lot of money. And I think there was an article that came out actually this week, and it was a report that came out from the State Division of Criminal Justice, at least $43 million discovered in fraudulent Medicaid payments made in Connecticut between the years of 2021 and 25. I would say not great timing for that report to come out while we're also pushing for a public option or a Connecticut option. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, and look, it happens. There's a whole bunch of different ways. There's fraud on the provider side. There's fraud on the patient side. But these are the things that happen in state-run programs. Now, in this case, you know, this is the $43 million that, you know, the state, you know, Division of Criminal Justice caught. How much didn't they catch? Right? I mean, that's the nature of the beast.
Right.
And to your point, once you start pushing people towards state programs, those programs grow quick. They grow out of control. And, you know, we're left with, you know, Medicaid is like an $11 billion program here in Connecticut. One third of Connecticut residents are on Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Right. And more people are needing it. So I mean,
right.
and again, that's a, you know, you talk about going down a rabbit hole. I mean, that's certainly another conversation for another day. This report literally just came out. It's so alarming. I have so many thoughts on it, as I'm sure you do and many others. We definitely have to do a deep dive into this. But I just think the timing of this is interesting, as a public hearing this week is talking about pushing a different version of the public option, which means the state is more involved with this type of a program, which is going to cost us an awful lot of money. And again, you want options on the table. But I mean, and again, I know that Medicaid is something that is a state federal program. So I do know that it's, you know,
right.
Got to get more into that. But I just think the timing of this is very interesting, as we're talking about maybe having a public option as you know, what is the right path forward for more affordable insurance in Connecticut?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I guess we have more to talk about then. Senator Perillo, from yesterday's public hearing, though, was the outcome more for this, against this, a little in the middle? What do you think?
Well, I mean, the public option bill is a Senate Democrat priority bill. You know, the Democratic chair of the Human Services Committee is strongly behind it. You know, the bill is going to make it out of committee. Like, I'm telling you, there's no doubt. There are not enough votes to stop that from happening. And the question is there a way for us to include association health plans in that that's really good for those small businesses? You know, there's a lot of pushback from Democratic leadership. So I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think we're going to see that. You know, have I been surprised in the past? Yes. Do I hope I'm surprised now? Absolutely. But I have seen no evidence that that's really going to move forward at this stage in the game. But I hope it does. I hope it does.
Mm. Well, I mean, again, I'm happy to hear from you that the Connecticut option, again, an opt-in program, sounds a bit better than the public option. But I would love to see that if the goal here is to really grow the marketplace, have more options for people, then why wouldn't you also include association plans? So I would love to see that added. But I guess we'll have to see
100%.
What happens. Senator,
more options are good for the marketplace.
Agreed. Absolutely. Senator Perillo, always appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time. And again, Senator Perillo, who is the ranking member for the Human Services Committee, we're going to continue to follow this bill for you very closely and let you know what happens next.